Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hi, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky. You're listening to episode 707. We record out of Chicago, Illinois, in the Rogers Park area. As you all know from the previous episode, I decided to kind of revamp the show, have a new host, and so he is here with us today. Would you like to say your name?
Hi, this is Adam.
It's exactly how I wanted you to come in.
Yay.
Hi.
Hey.
So I haven't recorded in about a month. So this is, once we don't record for a few weeks, I kind of get like
a little rusty.
I don't know what I'm doing, kind of thing, where I just fuck up. We had holidays. Adam and I talked a little bit about the show. We didn't really discuss a lot.
No, we didn't really plan anything.
May change.
Yeah.
It probably will. Because one of the reasons that I kind of asked Adam,
My name is Adam.
To be on the show is because he's like, he's popular.
Oh.
He's professional.
It's true.
Sassy.
A little bit.
We can both sing a Salt and Pepper song together.
Absolutely.
Or In Vogue. Or Salt and Pepper and In Vogue.
Yes.
And you're just all around fun.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
You're fun too.
Oh, thank you. we're kind of both gingers.
Yeah.
So it's weird to be in the same room with a ginger.
It's a whole lot of ginger up in here.
If good thing there's not a spark or gasoline in here, because it would be crazy.
True. Fire.
So do you want to talk about like your holidays, what you did, or like we talk about whatever you want to talk about?
Yeah, sure. I'm originally from Pittsburgh, PA.
Or tell people about yourself, so, and then we can go into that.
Yeah, if
you want.
Absolutely. I drove with my partner and our dog, Macduff, who is the handsomest
Gorgeous.
Dog in the universe. He's got a beard like me. We drove like 7.5 hours to Pittsburgh to visit my family. I moved to Chicago like almost 6 years ago, and I love it. So that's kind of in a nutshell. The holidays were a little bit crazy. We stopped at a hotel halfway to Pennsylvania, and they apparently like lied or didn't tell us that they had like a dog deposit. And the dog deposit was, I shit you not, 3 times the amount of the room.
That's fucked up.
Right. So I tried to sneak Macduff into like a side door, and I was like, just don't tell them we have a dog. And my partner's all like, no, we have to, like, we already said we have a dog. And I was like, they didn't see the dog. Like, they don't know he's here. But my partner's a lot more honest than I am. So.
Yeah. Now, for him, do you not want to use his name? Or do you want to use a different name for him?
So, I don't know. I didn't really
Because
think
I don't
want to
say
it.
His name if he doesn't want it.
Like, but, he's been on it before.
Yeah.
So
that is true.
He,
like, I wonder if he would mind. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't
we'll
think
just call
would.
Him G for now.
G
if we need
like
to refer
gangsta.
To him. Yeah, G for gangsta. Although he's Latino king gangsta.
Oh god, don't say that. You're gonna get us shot, Ricky.
No, it's okay. We both have Latinos in our lives. We're
that's
protected
true. That's true. We got Latino in us at least 3 to 4 times a week.
Right. Hello.
Hello.
So, let's see. What I know, tell them a little bit about like college and stuff, because I know you went to college overseas.
Oh,
and,
yeah. I've had a pretty colorful and interesting life. I guess. I don't know. I'm not that exciting. So my undergrad
I
is
think it's
in,
fascinating.
Thank you.
Because I'm a country bumpkin and I Never. Yeah,
but you're in the big city now. So I did my undergrad near Pittsburgh, at a little school, a state school, not like a little school, it's a big party school. IUP, I usually party is what it stands for. And then I went to grad school a little bit in Southern Illinois and got to hang out in Chicago, which is why I moved here eventually.
What's Southern Illinois like?
Oh my God. It's so, so many drugs. Like it is so ghetto. It's like, if you live off campus, you live in a trailer park. Generally. Oh! Like it's not. It's
oh,
like,
so home for me. Right,
there you go. Yeah. It's totally, I mean, Pittsburgh's pretty close to West Virginia, so I know what that's like.
Oh yeah.
But like legit, like if you go to like a regular school and you're like, oh, I'm going to live like off campus, it's like apartments or like a house or mm-hmm. something like that. No, it's legit. There are trailer parks. Mm-hmm. Like I said, lots of drugs. Not like I did some, but mm-hmm. like there's like.
You weren't doing like the hardcore
I wasn't doing
shit.
Like meth in a trailer, but that's right. like a thing.
But you saw people using meth in a trailer probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. No, I was totally shocked. So when I moved to Southern Illinois, I heard that there was a gay bar, and it's Carbondale, Illinois. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So I heard that there was a gay bar, and I was like, I didn't have internet. And this was like before smartphones and shit like that, because right. I'm old.
Which you're really not that old, right?
No,
you're
I'm only not that old.
34?
I'm 32. I'm going to be 33.
Oh, okay. So.
So I heard there was a gay bar.
That makes me feel like shit.
And, well, I'm sorry. I'm not.
Thanks for making
me
feel like shit.
No, you look just as young as I am. All right,
no,
bye.
Just kidding.
Let me finish this story because it's kind of funny, I guess. So I heard there was a gay bar and I didn't know where it was. I didn't know what it was called or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So I walked my happy ass into the center of Carbondale, Illinois, and I walked into like a Greek restaurant and I was like, yo, I heard there's a gay bar around here somewhere. Can somebody tell me where the gay bar is? And everybody, like, it was like the record was like scratched. And then like the host was like, I think it's called Upside Downtown. And I was like, okay, whatever. And they gave me directions and it was a total hole in the wall, but like kind of fun. Like I hung out there a lot, but like immediately like somebody offered me pills. Like I sat down and like had a
way.
Drink and somebody was like, do you want like a Percocet? And I was like, are you for real? Like they were like, yeah, no, just come out to my car in the parking lot. And like, you can like, I have like Percocets or I have like uppers and downers. And I think they had like Adderall like immediately. And I was like, okay.
You're like, oh, this is going to be fun.
This is what we're dealing with. So that's Southern Illinois in a nutshell. And then I moved to England after that.
And how long were you in England?
A little over 2 years. I lived in Liverpool. I went to Paul McCartney's Fame Academy, basically. Ooh. The Liverpool Institute for Performing Arts. It's the school where him and John Lennon met, like in elementary school or whatever. And then he opened it for like performing arts students, which is what I do.
Are there other famous people from there that you know of? Or
like from that went like, to my school?
Yeah.
That
I would know.
That you would know? Oh my God. I feel like a really bad like alumnus. It's mostly a couple people I like graduated with went to or on Broadway now. There's a band called the Wombats that was like kind of famous.
I've heard of them.
They're like an indie band. They went to my school. A bunch of people that are on like British soap operas and stuff like that over there.
Anyone from Downton Abbey?
You know what? Probably like an extra or something. Right. I bet. I get like these alumni magazines and I get really jealous because they're like, blah, blah, blah is on the Broadway National Tour of this show. And like this person like just got nominated for like a Swedish Grammy. Oh. And I'm like, cool. Like I work in an office.
But you do shows here because
I do shows here. Yes.
Roger and I went to go see you in 1776.
Correct.
But it has something before it, right? Or 1776 is just not the title.
No, that's
right?
Just the title.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think it might.
I thought it said a constitutional musical or something like that. I don't
may
know.
Have been like a promotional title or something probably. Like that. Yeah, it cracks me up whenever people don't know what the title is because like it's legit, like it's about the Declaration of Independence right. And people are like 1783 and I'm like, girl, are you American or not?
You were waiting for me to get it wrong, weren't you?
I was watching. was like, you got
which
this.
You were really good. You were like one of the main people in the show.
I was
like second person or something. I mean, I don't know how that goes, but you had a lot of parts.
Yeah, I was important, and I sang a lot, and I am probably not gonna win, but I got nominated for BroadwayWorld.com Chicago Best Actor in a Musical.
So well, let's be positive. There's a very slight chance you'll win.
There is. That's I was actually, well, there was like public voting, which we should probably have recorded a show before the public voting closed. So I could be like, vote for me, everybody.
In the future, when we do this, right. we'll do that.
Yeah. But I was in the top three. I was like first place for a while, and then I was second place for a while. And then, I don't know, like I don't care. And like everybody and their fucking mom was nominated. Mm-hmm. So, but I was still in the top three. Suck it.
Well, that's better than being like
10th. Right. And I didn't even like, I don't know, this you was a thing. Try. Like somebody was like, hey, you got nominated for this. And I was like, oh, I don't know what that is, but cool. Thank you.
Do you think that's what famous people are like when they win an award and they're like, what the fuck is that? I've never heard of that. And they don't even show up to the thing.
I think if it's like some award that nobody's heard of, like honestly, like I've heard of BroadwayWorld.com is like legit. Like that's like, I've been to the website. They do like really good work. I didn't know that they had like an award thing or anything for Chicago. So it was a pleasant surprise, but it's kind of like, you know what I mean? It's like if somebody was like, you got nominated for like best beard in the Upper Illinois region.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like it's kind of like some like, what fucking award is this? Like, what are you nominating me for? But no, it's an honor. And Patti LuPone was nominated for an award. She was nominated for Best Actress in a Musical. So I've been nominated alongside Patti LuPone. You know who she is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know she's a Broadway person.
Yeah. She was in, do you remember Life Goes On, like in the 80s with the Down syndrome actor, yeah. Corky? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good show. She was the mom.
But that's not like her main thing, though, right?
No, she's like a Broadway actress mostly. Yeah, but like, okay. I feel like most people who don't know Broadway would be like, "Oh, she was in Life Goes On." She was also
and the gays love her, so I
gays
always
do love her. Right. They do. Although, have you ever seen the movie Summer of Sam?
The murdering,
like
movie?
The murder movie in the '70s or whatever. She is goddamn topless in that movie, and I was not prepared for that.
I will have to go back and watch that because I don't remember that part. So I will.
Titties
for days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you lived in England for 2 years.
Yes.
What did you think about England? Would you go back to live there permanently?
It's a mixed bag because like have you been?
No, I will be going to Germany. I've never left this continent. And I've never left the United States.
Ireland. You were planning on going to Ireland and for some reason I thought you went, but you didn't.
And now now I have plans set to start planning to go to Germany in November.
Plan to plan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's going to happen.
Right.
But, you know, of course you can't buy flights and stuff until, you know, closer to times.
Flights are super cheap right now, though.
I know they are, but it's like November. So it's like when you go to look, they're like, not available yet or whatever.
I was going to, I almost just bought tickets to the Netherlands for April. There's a record show. I collect records too, by the way. There's a record show and one of my friends wanted me to go to the Netherlands, but I've been to the Netherlands like a couple of times and I kind of want to go somewhere different, and also like I can't really justify, I'm supposed to be getting married this year, so like I have to kind of pay for that before I can just be like, let me go buy some records in the Netherlands.
Like Mariah Carey or something.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Just let me go over there.
Right. But it was it was like $700 round trip.
For two people or one person?
Just for me.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't going to bring my fiance.
Oh.
It was just, he doesn't like watching me record shop. He gets angry.
So it's like a record show, like a craft show, but it's all records.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. It's like 2 days and it's like record sellers from like all over Europe come and I like, that's kind of like my jam. Like I like all that kind of like Italo disco Euro pop kind of trashy music.
I need to listen. Maybe I just need to listen to that genre. So maybe if you could tell me like some stuff I can download and then I'll listen.
Oh, absolutely. I have, there's actually
is it good stuff to work out to?
Yes. Yes. 100%. Okay. There's like a subgenre of dance music that I really like called high energy. that is, I can go into detail, but
no, go please. The more we know.
So kind of, do you know, like Bananarama, like the cover of Venus, mm-hmm. like that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of like, that kind of grew out of like high energy, like the producers, like, Stock Aitken and Waterman. It's all very like European sounding, stuff. And it was like they launched Kylie Minogue's career and, which, you know, I love
Who?
Her. No, just kidding. Shut up. She is my...
Well, you just answered one right. of the questions
that oh, really?
Somebody asked. Yeah.
Well, I have like a Holy Trinity and she's in it. But like that kind of stuff, it's all like, it's like a lot of like hand claps and chopped up vocals. And like, you know, the drag queen, or I guess she's not really a drag queen, but she's just a superstar, Divine.
Mm-hmm.
So Divine had a little bit of a recording career. And that's kind of where that sound kind of came out of. Like, Divine has a
what
song
would be
called,
what would Divine be considered if she wasn't a drag queen? Just an actor?
She's like an actor. Yeah, yeah.
That dressed as, I mean, I guess it wasn't a, were drag queens? Well, no, they were.
Yeah, no, but. no, it's true. She did drag, he did drag, he blurred a lot of the gender lines, which I think is fabulous. And like, he was great as... either an actress or an actor. So and I love, like, Divine can't sing for shit, but like that music is
apparently
fantastic.
He was like crazy, like it was crazy fun around him all the time.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. You should see, what is the movie, I Divine, I think is mm-hmm. the documentary on it. It's really good, it's fascinating. And I just saw John Waters live.
Oh, really?
Christmas.
In
yeah,
Chicago?
I saw his Christmas
oh,
show
in Pittsburgh
at Talia Hall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
what was that like?
Oh my god, he's so funny. He's so...
His mustache always creeps me out.
And it should, though. I think that's the point.
It's like, ooh, dirty man.
Just... Yeah. But he's so much fun. He's hilarious. But yeah, I'm glad I got to see him. That was super fun. I don't even know how we got to this part of the conversation. What were
we were talking about? You...
Music, records...
would you live in England permanently?
Oh, oh my god.
Or Europe.
That was like 3 days ago. You asked
it happens
that question.
A lot. It happens a lot. But that's fine.
It's so England is really depressing. Like, not it's bleak. Like, it's like always fucking cloudy. It's always raining. It's like sunny for like 2 weeks in May. And everybody's outside and they're like, fuck yeah, it's sunny. And like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I can't really hang with that. But they... I mean, despite the fact that I live in Chicago, it is slightly bleak here as well.
Well, at least it might be negative 27, but the sun will be out.
Right.
And the sun is important.
The sun is important. You need that vitamin D. Or just the D.
Or the D that gives vitamins.
Yes, exactly.
No one can ever say vitamin D now unless I just like laugh. Because yeah. I'm like, my coworkers will say it and I'm like...
I was rehearsing for this Christmas show recently and like somebody needed a note or something and was like, just give me the D. And I was like, story of my life.
Oh, I want to say that now. Just give me
just
the
give
D.
Me the D. Your new slogan.
We were talking about like Hendrik, who's been on the show, yes. who lives in Germany, which yes. is kind of close. Kind of, maybe.
To what?
Little
to
bit.
England?
To well, what? Europe.
To, it's like, it's in Europe.
Yeah. So kind of relate. You said mm-hmm. that in England, peanut butter there was like very available.
It's hard to find. And like, I love peanut butter. Like, I legit love
What about
peanut
Nutella,
butter.
Though?
I also love Nutella. And Nutella is like everywhere. Like, you mm-hmm. can just get like Nutella, whatever. Like, that's their jam all over Europe.
Right.
And rightfully so. It is delicious.
It's okay. I mean, it's not my first choice.
It's not usually my first choice either, but it is a nice treat from time to time, I think. My, like, if I'm gonna go for something that's like not peanut butter, but peanut butter-esque, I like the cookie butter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my
god. I have some in there.
Do you?
And I'm just well, I have the cookie butter, and uh-huh. then when I forget where I flew to. I think when I flew to California. They actually had the cookies that they make the cookie butter
the
out
speculoos?
Of. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my god, I still have the cookies in there. I'm like, I want to dip that cookie.
In the cookie butter?
What I want to do is take that cookie,
mm-hmm.
put peanut butter between it, and then take the cookie butter and like smear it on the outside.
Oh my god!
And then eat it.
That sounds really good.
I'm not even stoned.
Oh my god. That would just make it even better. That's some next level shit right there. Oh my god.
That would like knock you out.
Have you had the donuts that are filled with the cookie butter?
Mm-mm. Where is this?
Stan's.
Oh,
Stan's Donuts. Mm-hmm.
Where's the closest one to us?
Ooh. Lincoln I think Park Lakeview. I guess that is Lincoln Park. Like by the.
It's the one at Clark and.
Diversey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm, it's all too far from here.
It is far. But if you, like, every once in a while go see, like, an artsy movie at that artsy movie place that's over there. What is that called? Bad with names.
I don't know. I think I saw something there though.
We went to the premiere of Bear City 3 there recently.
What was that like? I haven't seen 2 or 3. I've seen the first one.
I didn't see any of them. So I went in like not knowing anything. And my partner was like, I really want to go. I saw both of them. Like, it'll be fun. And the cast is going to be there. And they had like a red carpet and shit. And it was hilarious. And every bear who's any bear was there in Chicago. It was Bear Fiesta.
They're like, I'm from Carbondale.
Yes. They for real. Like, people were like, I flew in from St. Louis for this. And
you flew from St. Louis?
What is that, like 10 minutes?
You could drive for like 3 or 4.
Right. it was a trip. But like, it was really nice and the cast was really nice. And then they had the party, like the cast party at SoFo, I think, which is like a block from where I live. Right. So like, we went there too.
Was it like super crowded?
It was super crowded and they had that. It just cracks me up when like these events have like those like backdrop things and like you're supposed to get your picture taken in front of it and shit like that.
Cause you just almost won a Grammy or something.
Yeah. With all like the logos and shit. Uh-huh. And it's just ridiculous. And George, we were there and we saw one of our friends. Oh, I said George. His name is George. Whoops. Oh, well. Cat's out of the bag.
I can take it out if you want.
It's fine.
Okay.
I don't
Cat's
care.
Cat's out of the bag. Sorry, G.
One of our friends was there and George wanted to get his picture taken with the cast, like in front of the thing. And I have absolutely no interest in something like that. And our friend was like, oh, I'll take the picture. Adam, do you want to get in the picture? And I was like, no, absolutely not.
Oh, and she was like,
Oh no, he was fine. He was getting his picture taken with all his bear friends.
Right. Cool. Okay. So, I kind of still have to work on smoothing going into next transitions.
That's fine.
You know, it's been a while, so I'm trying to get back into that. We have some questions for you.
Okay.
Would you like to answer them?
I would love to.
All right, let me pull them up here. Not a lot, but. Well, one of the first questions were, why aren't you Roger?
Why am I Roger?
Why aren't you Roger?
Why aren't I Roger? Yeah. Well. I don't even know how to answer that.
Well, you're white.
I'm white.
You're ginger.
Like, that was my first thing. Right. Like, well, I'm white.
Like, you're ginger.
Yeah.
You have blue eyes.
I do. They're green. Are they? Are we going to stare into each other's eyes right now?
Oh, don't. Makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah.
She was just joking. She's like, well, you know. Where's Roger? Everybody knows where Roger.
Roger's lovely. I enjoy Roger quite a bit. And Roger and I think, are similar but different in, like, Roger and I could talk about Janet Jackson.
Oh, well, first, can we go into that? Why has Janet Jackson been pregnant for 15 months? Like, what happened?
Well,
Roger was like, no. I mean, I know it hasn't been 15 months, but I'm like, okay, you like canceled your tour, like, in November.
Well, like, my whole suspicion about the whole like thing is that she was trying and trying and trying and trying, and like probably like her OBGYN was like, look girl, like either you could do this tour or you could never have a baby ever. And so she had a hard decision to make, and it probably like took her a while to get pregnant, so she had to like cancel the tour first and then like stand on her head while people squirted
jizz
up in her. So it's a process.
Her husband didn't squirt any jizz up in her.
I don't know.
Someone else did.
Someone else probably had to. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, like, what's it like to be 50 and have like a fucking infant? Well, I guess she's fucking rich as hell, so she won't even have to take care of the kid.
Yeah, she, I mean, I feel like she'd probably be a pretty good mom.
Do you think she really gets up to feed her baby at night?
I don't know. If you waited like 50 years, like, you might do it though. Uh-huh. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's probably pretty chill now, so she has the time or whatever. Right. So,
yeah, okay. Ricky Miranda from Twitter asks, favorite diva? And you said, you already told us you had a holy trinity.
Yes.
If you had to rate that holy trinity, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Starting at 3, what would that be?
3, Madonna. 2, Janet. 1, Kylie.
I'm hoping that Mariah's a fourth.
Mariah's in the top 5, probably.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. I've done a lot of defending of Better Mariah recently.
Well, I can't even really defend her for New Year's Eve, other than like shit got fucked up.
Right.
But I'm just like,
I don't think she handled it that badly. And honestly, like, I've had to work with earpieces before, like, mm-hmm. as a performer, and people are like, oh, but the dancers heard the music. The dancers knew their counts and they could probably feel the bass.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't want to get into it because people have a lot of feelings about it.
No, let's.
She's Mariah.
We're at 26. All right. We're at 26 minutes. We can discuss it on the next show.
We'll do it.
Because, well, the listeners know that I love Mariah Carey. Roger loved Mariah Carey.
Yes.
So you like Mariah Carey.
Yes.
So of course we're going to talk about her. We need to talk about the New Year's Eve thing.
It happened.
I love her. His second question was, what's your most embarrassing moment that you can share?
I have a few, but this one's gross, so I'll share this one.
Well, that's what we do best here.
Right. When I was in college, I went to visit one of my friends at Penn State. And Penn State, also a huge party school. Mm-hmm. I ended up meeting this guy, and he wanted me to like go back to his place and hook up with him. And he was like, I share a bedroom, so like we can't mess around in the bedroom. Like, my roommate might be home. Let's mess around in the laundry room. And I was like, all right, fine. Like, I'm down, whatever. I was like 19. Right, so,
and
like,
horny. You're just like, whatever. Yeah,
whatever. Mind you, I had had Chili's earlier in the evening, and I probably had like, I'm not even kidding, probably like 14 to 15 beers like at this point. So I was like blackout drunk. And so we go to the laundry room, we successfully mess around, like we hook up, everything is fine. But literally like seconds after like everybody finishes, I know that I'm going to vomit everywhere, and I stand up and like completely nude stand up and vomit into a washer. Like, I'm talking like we like finished, like came, I stood up, lifted up a washer lid, and just bleh, all over. And the guy was like, I'm just really glad you didn't do that like 30 seconds earlier,
because it would have been on my dick.
Right. Super classy.
Well, did he at least run a cycle? So,
well, that's
what
he was like. He was like, let me go get some quarters. Like,
and you're like, okay, I gotta go.
Yeah, it was,
you're
bad.
Like, bye. Okay, well, that's real classy.
Yeah.
That's why we're friends. Well, I guess we should give a little backstory too about Adam and I, because we used to be work husbands.
We did. Mm-hmm.
And we know each other because of G.
Yes.
I don't want to say his name just in case he doesn't want it.
Okay.
And then we all have mutual friends like Waylon and Brad. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think other people that have been on the show that people would know. Waylon and Brad, Mark and Jeffrey, mm-hmm. Lauren.
Yep.
Who else am I missing? We also, although this year we didn't do it, we do the arts festival. We run the beer tent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we ran the beer tent.
And we get real fucking drunk.
Real drunk.
Quick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, did we... I probably never talked about it. Let's talk about the guy...
Who was making the origami? 29
minutes. We'll talk about this. Okay. We'll stop. We'll start the new show, and then we'll finish the questions.
Okay.
So, Adam, myself, G, Lauren, we're working the beer tent at this art festival, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's like four or five different kinds of beers. There's wines. While you're serving, you can drink whatever the fuck you want. Yeah, and actually afterwards, you could still drink whatever you want.
Right.
So things were getting interesting. We were all tipsy. We were being silly. And then this guy approaches the tent who was interesting.
He was one of the artists.
He was an artist, a school teacher artist as well.
Yes.
And then I'll let you take over because I think you tell it a lot better because it's scary and fascinating at the same time.
It's so he asked us if he could like make us something and he was making us origami stars, I believe. And then he started telling us, and also, artists can drink for free as well. So like he was getting a little in the bag. And he started telling us like his whole life story and, oh my God,
it all seemed pretty normal.
It all seemed pretty normal. And, then he started talking about like, didn't he start talking about like out of nowhere, like getting molested?
Well, yeah, but I think it first kind of started like we were serving him and he was kind of like touching our arms, you know, just a little too close for comfort.
Right.
You know, so we're kind of like, oh, that's weird. And we'd leave him and go back. And
I remember getting really jealous because he kept touching George. G. Oh, my God. But he was like really interested in my boyfriend.
He was handsome. He wasn't a bad looking guy.
He wasn't bad looking, but he was like something was off.
Right.
And but I think also like we were all drunk enough that we all kind of wanted to see his dick maybe.
Yeah. But I think it all started because we were I think he realized that we were gay.
Yeah.
And then I guess he was just trying to relate to us. So his relation was like, I was molested, but he was like, I kind of
liked it. Yeah.
And we were like, you could hear a needle drop. We were like, oh, okay. And then he started getting more touchy, but I was like, tell me more, please.
Ricky was into it.
I was like, I was like, oh my God, guys, come over here. Listen to this.
And he was like talking about how he was like, it made him like curious and thinking that maybe he was like bi and like that's why he was touching us. And like it was real weird.
And he gave us the stars to always remember him by, which I think I have that star at my desk at work.
I had one on my desk for a while, too. I think you do have it.
That was just awkward. And then it got like.
Sad?
He started talking about he was a teacher and how, and we're like, you might want to be quiet about this part.
Maybe
you
know. Find a new career.
Yeah. Find a career that is like adults only. You know? I don't know.
Creeps.
But that summer was interesting. And I want to do that this year. I didn't do it this year because I was out of town.
I think that summer, like this is like George and I have only been engaged for a while, but like this was like at the beginning of our relationship, and I got like hammered and was like, I want to marry you.
Oh, it was the very first time, yeah. And G was like, no.
Like he was like, stop it, get up.
But this is also the night that we were all drunk and we really wanted to go to this one place to eat.
Yes.
And they only took cash and none of us had cash. So we had to go to the McDonald's, the scary McDonald's.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And remember, G was so like pissed because he's like, I don't fucking want McDonald's. But we were like,
argh. It was bad. Oh my goodness.
That was an interesting time. And then we've done it a few other times and we always get drunk, but that's the most interesting.
Yeah, that was probably the most epic.
All right, so we're going to end the show. Okay. We're at 34 minutes. We'll stop it. We'll record another one. Does that sound good?
Delightful.
All right. So this was 707. And thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate it.
We would love to hear your feedback. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram by using the handle @foulmonkeys.
Thanks for listening and
we will talk to you soon.
Deuces!
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be